Gibt Current Daf mit Sachtes Baba Kama Daf Yud, begin on the Beis. Kim says, Master begin with the Gemara, my Ka'avid. So what exactly did he do? Which Tais explained, but Kulish Mayan Tzach Limit, the whole Sugi when it says my Ka'avid, Tfei Ma'achrini, it just means, what did he do more than others, meaning Bisham Kalecha Chalkar, but that everyone should pay that part. Ve'ilam to lift the tongue said, like, what did he do? They should be exempt. At the time the Perek Parah, the Levin up in the Nav, Manav, Echad Achokik Berli Yud, if someone digs the pit, for 10 tefachim, Obacha b'shlim al esen, another one comes and digs it to 20, Obacha b'shlim al shlishim, so a third guy comes and digs it to 30, kum chayim, no longer me liable, Afgab b'lava, you have a mesa, even though without him, it would have died. And for sure, over here in this case, where he's adding on also, of course he's also chayim, because what did he do to be chayim more than everyone else? Now, me b'zeh, tzach l'dak, but regarding this, you have to analyze that Taisa wonders, well, b'chi b'shlil shehishlach ish, eight, because one guy throws a piece of wood into a large fire, you should be liable. It's like this guy dug pit 10 and he makes it 11. Why should he be chayiv? It's not like he took it to 20 or 30. So he wonders that actually, why would he be chayiv as much as the others? They're all going to be exempt. Now, Tais explains, now that's talking about where the first one had enough to kill. That's where we're saying they're all going to be exempt. Because the Bishimu Gadei Lohamas, then because if there was not enough to kill, then I feel like Rani Mikon Rabbana, Achachayim, yeah, right, the last one would be liable. Can Mukha Perikol on this open, and Gmash Sanuz Nava and Ches Amid Alf. Even though Tais Mazda begins Gmacha, we know this from the concept of the word Yashlimenu, which Tais says, because a previous Pasuk of Balabo Yishalim, in Lidrish, Yishalim Yashlim, that we couldn't expound as, read it not to pay, but to supplement. Because that's not necessarily the case. Sounds like you're going to pay with the animal itself, but as the Yashlim, that can't be. Because my miss is already dead. That you should supplement it, the dead animal, and you only have to add on. You don't have to give a whole new thing. It doesn't have to pay. Now, how could you read the pasuk as saying that you don't have to pay for the dead animal? But the pasuk is actually a paid custodian, the patim einzin, to tell us that he's exempt from einzin, and that's what it's telling us. That he brings witnesses regarding this and the difference can be put to. What do you see? Ada trefa. So it says again, we'll come back and say, Ada trefa l'yishalim. Since it says up until the trefa, he doesn't pay. Yeshlim, he could live from Bidech and Yisham, where he is paying l'yisham. Kum, Mishlan trefa, I'm not going to pay for the trefa itself, only up until the trefa itself. You can't learn that from either one, because either one has a reason why it's more lenient. Claim, in other words, Tais says, Mechamin now la'asi, yeah, you wouldn't be able to learn from each one individually. On the Tabayu, it sounds like, as Matzah, it sounds like actually from both of them, you would be able to learn the common denominator. But the Chosh L'Arach L'Dak said the group wasn't going to go through all these different details, which possibly even like Bnei Yisrael explains, actually there is no common denominator, and you actually would not be able to learn even both of them together as well. No, you don't need it. For how much it depreciates in value from when it died till the court case. Now, I've got to beg Bnei Chododik, when the Lamadam Rafamrin tells us, Kichisha, that when it goes down in value, Kisha Samad Bidin, it actually is according to the time of the court case, not, meaning it is the Mazik, not like the Gemara says over the Nizik's loss. So it says, yeah, that's different over the Mishum, kind of the Tukhi Kavirabe, that's because the horn of the ox is still lodged into the victim. And Hasim Shum Dele Mesa. And that's because it didn't die. So what's he supposed to do? He has to wait until he can heal it. And therefore, this liability of the mazik, his horn is still causing damage. He should have sold it right away. And the fact that it doesn't, it's the nizik's fault. And therefore, it's going to be the loss of the nizik.